Stay tuned for Africa News Tonight, coming up right after these latest world news headlines.
I'm Joe Palca reporting. Secretary Kerry in Paris for peace talks. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry, along with top European and Arab diplomats, are meeting in Paris today, and they're hoping to find enough common ground to revive stalled Israeli-Palestinian peace talks. The European Union's foreign policy chief, Federica Mogherini, said on Friday that major powers had a duty to revive the process and that the perspectives created by the Oslo Accords in 1993 were at risk.
I'm from a generation, and so many other Europeans and Arabs and Israelis are from a generation that were living in the conviction that Oslo would have opened up a time for peace for all of us. And today we see that that perspective is seriously put at risk.
Israelis and Palestinians are not even attending the conference. Now, some perceive a glimmer of hope on the horizon with the swearing-in Monday of ultranationalist Israeli Defense Minister Avigdor Lieberman, who said he supports a two-state solution. Four bodies have been found and 342 migrants rescued from a boat that capsized in the Mediterranean Sea early Friday. Josh Millman is a spokesman for the International Organization for Migration.
Unknown number are in the water now, and Greek vessels and helicopters are participating in a rescue effort.
Migration patterns are shifting, he continued.
Crete in the last 3 days has become extremely active, and today active could also be tragic.
The nationalities of the migrants have not been confirmed. An estimated 880 migrants and refugees died trying to cross the Mediterranean Sea during the last week. The U.S. Secretary of Defense Ash Carter's in Singapore for Asia's largest annual security forum known as the Shangri-La Dialogue. This is VOA News.